Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, 35 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Joining me now, founder and publisher of 7220sports.com, an award-winning sports writer, Cody Tucker. He is our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Cody, my man, it's going to be a wild week, a wild Thursday. I cannot wait for this Mountain West Conference tournament to get rocking and rolling.
Yeah, Brady, the headline on my latest piece is, does Wyoming need to win in Las Vegas to punch its ticket to the NCAA tournament? So I'm knees deep in this stuff right now, and it's confusing as all hell, and I'm trying to make it, I'm trying to calm some nerves, but I don't know if I can. I don't know. It's crazy.
And that's what so 2 weeks ago, I would have been, you know, hey, Wyoming's just got good a shot as any to win the conference tournament. They're going to go dancing. They cracked the top 25. Everything's looking great. Well, we know how things went. After that, you know, they drop a tough one to that New Mexico team, and we think, okay, maybe that's just a weird thing. They lose to CSU, and then they beat Nevada. And then after that, that's when things kind of got weird for them. When you and I talked last Monday, it was like, hey, they can control their own destiny here, take care of business, and then they're going to be really interested to see what happens between Boise State and CSU. Instead, they dropped two of their last three. So what does that mean? How far do they need to go in your mind, or do they need to take the whole thing to punch that ticket?
Well, you know, you like to believe in the Joe Lenardis of the world and the Jerry Palms of the world, and both of them still have the Cowboys in one way or another. But I think beating Fresno State in overtime on Saturday was gigantic. Mm-hmm. They lose that game, they're in deep trouble. You know, you hope, Brady, that people take into consideration, and it sounds like a laundry list of excuses, but the Cowboys played a ton of games late in the season. You know, they played four games in 7 days, and they're on the road. They're playing the San Diego State CSUs of the world, UNLV, a place they haven't won against the Rebels in their last 19 tries. So you hope they take that kind of stuff into consideration, and the injuries, and they were just exhausted, and Coach Linder hates excuses more than anybody, but it was really a legit excuse there at the end. And they were in all these games. They weren't getting blown out. They were in them with a minute to go, and the Fresno State game, though, I think was the lifesaver. Maldo goes the length of the court, gets fouled, and goes to the line with 0.2 seconds left and nails both free throws, less than a minute from missing two free throws. And playing really with one eye after getting his left cornea scratched at UNLV. So that was a huge, huge win.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, that was it. I looked at that and said, man, if they drop that to Fresno State, then they are pretty much going to have to do something pretty good, at least win a couple of games in that tournament. At Wyoming's best, I feel like you could realistically put them in to the Mountain West Championship game, and maybe CSU, wouldn't that be something? At their worst, who knows? Maybe they could lose in their first game on Thursday against a UNLV team that's really hot. So where are you at on this one, man? Because, again, it's been an amazing ride, but down the stretch, as you mentioned, fatigue starts to settle in, and we're wondering, okay, what do we have here with this Cowboys team?
Yeah, and you know, too, Brady, you got to mention, man, this is a team that does not have a senior. I mean, technically, Maldo and Jeffries and Hunter Thompson are seniors. They can come back next year. So you have a bunch of guys that are really playing their first college basketball season, their first full season. And Graham Ike, I think, of all of them, is going to benefit the most from this five-day break. And they are taking a break, and they almost need it mentally as much as they do physically. So, UNLV, do I sound like too much of a homer if I say they're due? They haven't won against the Rebels in Las Vegas since 2003. So I kind of like that matchup, to be honest with you. The last game at Thomas and Mack, UNLV didn't double Graham Ike. They didn't double Hunter Maldonado. They took their chances with their athleticism, and the Cowboys were in that the whole way until they just flamed out at the end. They were just exhausted. So I like a rested team. I'm not worried about it. I don't think it'll take long for Kruger to start double-teaming those guys. So I'm with you, man. I think you get your blood pressure medication ready and handy if they play CSU for a championship and we take this border war to the desert. I know we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but boy, would that be sweet. And you know, David Roddy, he deserved the Mountain West Player of the Year more than anybody, in my opinion. But you can't look past the fact that the Cowboys are the only team, too, that has two first-team selections that made the first team. So the Cowboys definitely have a lot of talent. And we talk about the teams that maybe Wyoming doesn't want to see, but I think a lot of teams probably don't want to see Wyoming.
I think you're exactly right. And, you know, I know Rams fans will appreciate the shout-out to Roddy. Listen, I thought so many Mountain West players were deserving of this, but at the end of the day, Roddy's just a unique beast, isn't he? But you're right, there's so many great players in this conference. Those two guys you mentioned for the Cowboys are extremely special players. So how much do you think this rest really will benefit them? Because you say fatigue, and I agree with you 100%, but you're going to jump right back into the fire here, and these are going to be intense games left and right, so hopefully they can really get that rest needed before Thursday.
Yeah, you know, when I think about Roddy, imagine CSU without David Roddy.
Right, right.
You know, there's no chance. And they have a lot of good players, and they're really deep. But David Roddy is the guy that stirs a drink for sure. But, you know, like I said, with the rest thing, I think it's huge. And I think it's huge mentally. And for a guy like Graham Ike, he went 11 for 11 from the field on February 19th against Air Force. And then we saw what happened to him in Fort Collins. Had a decent game against Nevada. San Diego State shut him down. UNLV shut him down. And he quietly had 16 against Fresno State. And he's only shooting about 33% from the field. And that's your guy. That's your guy who's taking 16, 17 shots a game. And more troubling, he's not getting to the free throw line. And that's where he made hay. And that's where we saw Orlando Robinson finish with 34 points in Laramie on Saturday. And 14 of those came at the stripe. So I think you're going to see a reinvigorated Graham Ike. Jeff Linder loves to challenge his guys. He challenged Xavier Dussel before the game, and he came out and put up 5 3-point attempts to start the game against Fresno. So I'd imagine there's a challenge coming for Mr. Ike, and I expect the Aurora product to come out reinvigorated, and I think it's not going to be long before UNLV is going to have to throw a double team at him.
Well, talk to us about that matchup that you said, hey, losing to UNLV once, but still you liked what you were seeing. I think with Graham Ike, he's obviously had a crash course all year. People are going to double this guy left and right. Most of the time, he handles it extremely well. I think you saw the UNLV game, even the CSU game a week ago or whatever, where we are now. He did kind of have those struggles with those double teams. But you look at it, man, you know that they've been dissecting film, and he's going to be ready for this one, I believe, on Thursday.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it too, Brady, that Jeff Linder mentioned. They don't have to prepare for UNLV. They just played them.
Yeah.
So there's no prep time going into UNLV. And something that you don't figure is going to happen twice is Graham and Maldo to have rough games like they did, and Drake Jeffries and Xavier Dussel doesn't score and Jeremiah Oden doesn't score. On the flip side, they held Bryce Hamilton to 15 points, 8 of which came at the free throw line. You don't expect him to play like that either. So, you know, you can afford to give up a 25 spot to a Bryce Hamilton as long as you don't let the other guys go nuts. And they let Ham and they let Webster go nuts on them, and that was the difference in the game. And when your guys aren't firing on any cylinders, which they can't afford to not have Dussel and Oden score. I mean, that's just brutal. So, you know, I like that they're getting this rest. They are exhausted. They played so many games here down the stretch, and I think Linder's legit. I think he said they haven't even had a time to practice. They've just been getting game prep. So this is a time to practice, but also a time to just chill.
Yeah, and I think that's that interesting line that coaches have to walk, right? You want to be able to get some kind of practice in, so you're still picking up some of that rhythm from the win over the weekend. But like you said, the most important thing, I think, for the Cowboys is time, is rest.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think a guy like Xavier Dussel is going to be key with this in this game especially, because he's one of the main ones who held Hamilton in check. And what we've seen through young Dussel's progression here is he is lights out on defense, but sometimes that takes away from his offensive game. He needs to be more aggressive on offense as well, and he really did a good job on Isaiah Hill on Saturday. He shut him down. He didn't score his first bucket until, I believe, 1:34 left in the second half. So, and Dussel led the way with 21 for the Cowboys. So they really need him. They really need the role players to step up, and we've been talking about that all year. But honestly, they really need the big two to play like the big two.
We're talking to Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. He's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Certainly knows his stuff when it comes to the Mountain West as well. You want to give us your picks in this bracket? Can we go through that with you, my friend?
Oh, my God.
I'll list them. You just fire at the hip, man. You know what? Let's put him in the the pressure cooker? Is that what we're calling it? What is it? Go for it, Jades.
Rapid fire.
There it is. Okay.
Rapid fire. Okay.
You are now in rapid fire, Cody Tucker. Few have survived this. And those that have don't remember what happened. So we'll see what happens. All right. Nevada and New Mexico.
Two scary, really scary teams. I'm going to go with Jalen House in New Mexico.
All right, so New Mexico moves on to take on Boise State. So, all right, who do you got? Let's just stay up there. Boise State, New Mexico, right? I mean, the Broncos take care of New Mexico, right?
Yeah, I think they do. Okay. But, you know, this is Boise State doesn't exactly show up during tournament time now, do they?
So,
I don't know. New Mexico's a scary team. But, yeah, I think Boise State's good enough on defense to stop House and gang.
All right, so you got Boise State there. Okay, Wyoming and UNLV in that quarterfinals matchup.
I really do like the Cowboys in this. I don't think they go to Vegas and lose in the first round.
All right, so you like a Boise State-Wyoming matchup in the semifinals. Let's move on down. Utah State and Air Force, winner gets CSU.
Aggies, Justin being there way too much for Air Force.
All right, let's just stay right there. Utah State, Colorado State. Do the Rams, you know, they popped in the AP Top 25. Do they start thinking the ticket is punched and it's over? What do you think there?
I think their ticket is punched and it's over, but I also think they can punch the Aggies in the mouth. They already did it in Logan last week. They'll do it again.
I think you're right there as well. Okay, Fresno State and San Jose State. Winner gets San Diego State.
Orlando Robinson might outscore San Jose State.
You're right. I think that might be the bet there, right?
Yeah, I'm going to put money on that when I get to town.
All right, so San Diego State and Fresno State.
Oh, man, they played in two overtimes the other night. But, man, San Diego State's built for this, aren't they? And Jeff Linder talks about it all the time. They're old. They're old and they're seasoned and they've been there, done that. So, got to go with the Aztecs, unfortunately.
All right, so no big surprises. You got Boise State, Wyoming, CSU, and San Diego State. Boise State and Wyoming in that semifinals matchup. Who you got, Cody?
So I think we've talked about this. You know, Linder was on that staff at Boise State for a long time, and they kind of mirror each other. Boise State's the older team, and Wyoming is the younger team, the younger version. Honestly, this is going to sound super homer. I love the Cowboys against Boise State. We've all talked about how we're happy that Wyoming's not on the side with the Aztecs and the Rams, and I really do. I like Wyoming in that. Degenhart's terrifying, and Kijab's really good, but if Shaver's not on, I don't like their chances.
I'm with you. I'm going with Wyoming. I think you and I have the exact same pick so far. We'll find out. CSU and San Diego State in that semifinals matchup. Who is going to face those Wyoming Cowboys?
Oh, man, I think that is going to be, holy smokes, that might be the game of the tournament right there. You know, we saw San Diego State really put it on CSU, but their scoring is so erratic, and CSU scoring is not erratic, so I like the Rams in that one.
We have the exact same bracket. It's the exact same. All right, who's
it
winning?
It might end here, Brady.
It might end here. I'm thinking it's going to. All right, we got the best of three here. Wyoming took the first one. CSU took the second. Who's winning when it really matters in the conference tournament?
Oh man, you know, I'm gonna get killed. I can't vote for CSU. I'm from Wyoming, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to do it, man. Don't do it.
No, I think a third border war would be unbelievably special. I think it'd be a lot of fun for all the marbles, and you know, I just can't in all good conscience pick CSU, but I would not be shocked if the Rams ended up winning this whole thing. I think they are the best team in the Mountain West right now, but that doesn't mean they're the best team on Saturday night in Las Vegas in the Thomas and Mack Center. So I'm just ready to let it go and see what happens. I think this is going to be a blast. If you're a college basketball fan, I think you're just going to be glued.
Well, I can't let you pick. You obviously can't let you pick CSU. You still got a job to do after this tournament, man. I can't have you getting ran out of Wyoming. We just started connecting with you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm from here. I can't. I got the bronze boot tattooed on my arm. I can't very well be picking Colorado State.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, you know what? I think either way, we're ready for this. You survived. You survived it, man. Great work by you.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. That was a lot of fun.
All right, Cody, my man. I'm assuming you're hitting the road here pretty soon then, huh?
Yeah, I'm heading out Wednesday, weather pending. It sounds like we got a storm heading our way. So Wednesday night, if I can. If not, I'll just get in the car and drive.
All right, man.
I hate flying anyway.
You know what? Sometimes that's the way you got to do it, my friend. Cody, safe journeys. It should be a hell of a tournament. Yep. We'll try to reach out to you later this week. We'll try to catch up with you.
Do anytime, Brady. I appreciate you, bro.
All right, my man. That's Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. We have the exact same bracket. No, we don't. I think I have Nevada beating New Mexico. Excuse me. I think I do have Nevada beating New Mexico. But other than that, we have the exact same bracket, save for I like CSU to win the Mountain West Championship. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. Shall I give my predictions on the other side of the three conference tournaments that we're following? We'll do that on the other side. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Here, Bears basketball on the Voice of the Bears, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.